Hello?
Yes, sir, Mr. President.
Well, what's, I just finished the dinner. What's the word on the primary?
Well, they're going precisely the way we figured. The returns are coming in very slowly, particularly from Massachusetts, where they have to use paper ballots.
Oh.
The size of the ballot, but the early figures are governed somewhere between 43, which is one report, and 50. Husky 25, Wallace and Husky, Donnelly and Husky.
It's a real slaughter, then.
It's a slaughter.
So this gives McGovern the push we want.
Exactly. Pennsylvania are currently in the same thing. The country is winning. And we expect it to be 31% of the vote.
That's not very much.
No, but what's interesting is the second question here. Bucky, McGovern, has 22%, Wallace 21%.
That's great.
Oh, God, that's pretty.
But is it, does it keep, it keeps, do you think it keeps Muskie in?
No, I don't think so. I don't think it keeps him
in. I hope it does. We want him to.
Well, I know, but I'm afraid.
Brady may just cop out after this.
Oh, I just don't see how he's going to be. The only thing he's got going for him
is Ohio.
Well, I don't know. I don't think how he's
no.
But the thing he's got going for him is he's got a lot of prominent Democratic.
We're out on a limb.
Are out on a limb. And the only way they're going to get to the convention is to get there is one way or another.
But in this, Hubert then isn't doing quite as well in Pennsylvania as they thought, or is he? I don't know.
No, he is not. And the interesting thing about Pennsylvania is that the governor's running much stronger than he deserves to run.
Right.
He did not campaign at all.
Right.
A couple of times.
So it'll boost him, will it?
I hope that the results tonight have to be a big boost for the governor. And it's surprising that he's all going to Wallace and only in Pennsylvania. It's very good.
Still getting 20%, isn't it?
Still getting 20%.
I'll be damned.
There's no showing for how pretty he is to sort of get out of the room. So I don't think, the only way I can look at the primary is to get the figures in front of him.
You don't know yet. They won't have the figures probably till midnight, will they?
I don't think so, right?
Maybe not till later.
Well, Massachusetts will not be in for you tomorrow.
Yeah.
We're looking for 50 to paper ballots.
Yeah.
Pennsylvania, I think, by the time
it's
the only way we can reach it is if it's in the full, to be measured, if the government is only with it. And it's possibly the third
is
it. Okay. Well, when are you first trying to say? I think it'll be next step.
Yeah. Yeah.
If they want to write it. So
what's coming up next, Ohio?
Ohio, Indiana, both.
I think Ohio has really got to be Muskie's Armageddon.
Sure. Yes. Yes.
He's got to win now.
Well, he has to be, but the question is that Gilligan, one of the chaps in Pennsylvania, I don't see how he would be showing for this position the number I just don't see any way.
Didn't it come? Never has a guy been so high and come down so far, except Romney.
That's right.
But Romney had the sense to get out.
Well, and Romney never had joined for it.
Oh, no, I know. That's right. He didn't have the party people. See, Romney never had the party people.
Never had that. He had polls.
Polls, that's all.
Romney never had the polls, but he came out of the election with the ending of the end.
Yeah.
It was pretty good polls.
Excellent.
But other than that, he had nothing going. He never had the joint. The other fascinating thing about this, really, that may change the whole complexion of the politics in the country is that if Muskie takes half of his users down the drain, the people in the 3,000 people that will be running that convention are going to be about the pool. And what you're going to see is a total focus of the Democratic Party side and the liberal left wing.
Great.
Oh. They're doing for the Democrats what the
going
to do. They're going to have a hell of a lot of stuff in that material. It's better than they were.
Yeah, a lot of regular Republicans with the Goldwater in addition to the
left.
Nuts.
That's right.
So that's the point. This is the difference here is that there's no very few regulars in this fellow. Yeah. The regulars are what good Republicans, but they don't consider them to be good. Good God, Bailey and Russ can't stomach him. We get, if he gets in, boy, it'll be that space, because he isn't.
That's right.
There's nothing, you know, with Hubert, they can argue, but not with him. This fellow is a believing, dedicated radical.
Well, that's fun to have these churches like that, too. You know, the ministry has a place where they're going to be. But really very, very sympathetic to the U.S. Well, he has made so many rash statements, and in addition to this, he voted for the right to work.
We had at Seville a very good meeting tonight with I gave them about 5 minutes of hard line at the end.
Right.
They all stood up and really hollered. Thank God they're a bunch of hawks.
Right. That was a good enthusiasm. I thought of several of them were produced by Henry ahead of that.
Yeah, I know.
Very, very well.
Yeah, that's right. It's good.
I went through this.
And we got this thing off today. That bamboos is a goddamn bamboo.
Oh, my God, they're climbing the wall.
Are they?
Yes,
I didn't know. I suppose they don't know how to handle it, except to squeal about credibility. That's the silliest thing I ever heard of.
Well,
look, if we... Every war is settled through secret negotiations. Everyone I've ever heard of.
Well, it is totally implausible. Chancellor tonight had a remark. He said, well, this was done in secret, so that if it hadn't succeeded, the White House would not have been told about it.
Well, for Christ's sake. The Russians admit it told about it.
Well, but that's why. Because the implication of what he's saying is that the secret because of the success is either a careful or a trust. Public doesn't give a goddamn.
No.
The only notch to be affected today has been on the fact that he lied and they were at least where he was.
Do you think that's bad?
No. I don't know.
We didn't lie. We were very careful not to.
That's right. I think the American people can do that if we did.
That's just purely the press squealing.
They're really
climbing the walls, huh?
Yes, and,
good. Couldn't happen to
all of our fellow soldiers are saying that they were just sniffing and probing and running around. And that is itself, if they got caught, doing basically what they were doing. But of course, they can be as bad as they want better.
They made that today, too, didn't
they? All three of them. And it's nicely done. 12 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 7:30. And what comes through is that the big things are happening.
The damn war can be ended.
But the war can be ended, correct?
We're doing things.
I think that's true. You have an incredible sense of timing.
We couldn't do it earlier. We had to wait till the enemy built up a lot, too. Boy, they're all out in goddamn thing. The whole damn bunch. The Madam Ben thing, I told Harmony, they don't, every candidate, but not just Dole, but every candidate, every one of the Republican candidates ought to force his opponent to either repudiate it or crucify
him. Well, I thought they thought that they were going to be
the... Do you understand that tactic? I used to do it all the time.
Oh. I think every fellow who has been nominated has to just wire their hands
and put out the wire publicly.
Exactly.
Well, I would say that tomorrow.
Well, don't want to hit him today. What about the conversation today? The title of the
Good.
All
didn't play
it?
Well, circulate it.
Oh, we'll mail it. We'll put it in Monday and we'll get it.
I know, but it just nice isn't right, is it? The press
priority.
Well, another thing, the other thing, though, is to get to surface Agnew again.
Well, I was thinking on the bin question, but yesterday we got a hell of a good play on that. Our fellow studio, except for the Washington Post, they got a good play. But if the friend lets the bin first guy out to the time, I'm inclined to recommend it. The very first thing I think is going to get a brand new job.
Well, anyway, let's get even that. Zigger can hit it. Find out. Put it showing. And get a very strong statement that all of our candidates, not everybody, not candidates. Oh.
Well, I think if any Americans are obligated to do that, the president is...
Or they're going to jeopardize the peace deal.
I think we can...
Well, we can, and you follow up with the... Follow up to be sure of somebody. Just
well, we won't let it go. We'll let it go. But then if they go where we can't be doing it, Barry, it's true that we can do it. But we will get
along there often. And that's a typical compared to what he ought to get. And he made a good prediction out of prayer.
Oh, he made a hell of a prediction. He made it here that the politics began, but he's going to figure out right now who's going to be able to do it. He's going to be able to do it. Excellent. He's going to be able to do it.
Good.
They make it.
But they had so much news to make, too.
That probably is true.
But he can have somebody, let's just be sure it's mailed all out.
We'll do that in
keep that up.
But they put those jackals to the like that.
Had to be. Good job.
It's beautiful. Harris is going into the field on Thursday.
Good, after our broadcast.
That's right. But I'm going on. I'm going to review the questions from the team. He's considering this to put it in the news. It's an absolute incredible job. Then when you're starting up the baby for the whole thing,
well,
very
we should be meantime, keep that up. How it all comes out. At least if it comes out, our Democratic friends are on the wrong side. They oppose questions. They oppose. They have tried to sabotage the government. That's got to
be so, looking at it from a strictly political standpoint, we're the best of all to do. We have doctrinized and practiced the basic standards of more than anybody ever expected to do. We have to do the telegraph laws, that's the laws of the government. All of the other issues. The economy is growing.
Do they?
Big in.
wrong with it. Well, anyway, it's interesting. I'd hate to be in it. It would be horrible. Just think of Humphrey getting 31 to make a good job. He must be in the grave.
One of these 800,000 dollars he said, of course,
he'll use this, of course.
The fact that he's in a friend.
Yeah, I hope he does. We want him to stay in.
He better stay.
He will stay in. Could never get him. But I don't know how the hell you can keep him up.
Well, knowing the man, I don't know if I think he's an explanation to be quick. But
I think he's the kind of guy that
is different. What is he doing with the character? I said that to him. He's the guy that I'm thinking of. But the one thing that we speak to him is the Democratic politician.
Especially. Yeah, I know. Well,
I think our little boy was a government.
Oh, yeah. What happened? What's he trying to do? Do you think he's trying to prove
that we're behind him?
Yeah, but doesn't that prove also that they control
him? I think so, but I wouldn't trust him.
Of course, Kennedy has said that again that he is not running. Is this fellow McGovern going into the Ohio? I think that's really Wallace. I really think Wallace will be.
Oh, I do.
Don't you?
Oh, absolutely.
I think you'll beat him.
Absolutely. Because your front is hurting. And the most accurate thing I've done. I think the Republicans are hurting. Plus, he must be sure they will do it. But in a couple of days.
Of course, that'll hurt him. Maybe we don't want that.
Hurt who?
Hurt Humphrey. Do you? What the hell do the other Democrats say about Wallace? Are they going to piss on him?
Because the people that vote for Wallace,
But he should have no better than to take on
Wallace.
What are the press doing? Who the hell are they pushing?
Well, they're building up the government to turn it into a liberal press.
Are they some saying that he will be running?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes,
really?
But he is. And they're saying that he really is speaking to the fellow that he's been elected. He's going to be a moderate, progressive, hard-working fellow.
Populist.
Good. With a bigger war record, combat war record, World War II. But he is a politician, a Methodist.
Completely ignoring leftist.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, they'll never get rid of that.
No, no. You can't do that with a man because it's a firm. They can't rehabilitate. They can't make them stop. And of course, there's no rhetoric to come back yet.
Get more party.
Yeah.
Nothing. And remember, you have Rockefeller, and Rockefeller wasn't all that strong on the party. That's a new thing. Well, wish them fun, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Come on. Okay, I'll see you tomorrow.